Well, the freeze that our fellow specialty crop growers in the West experienced a couple of weeks back has brought some significant increases in veggie prices.
Broccoli going up from December to January, December $28.20 per hundredweight, January $87.50. That's a 310% increase. Lettuce, we see a similar pattern there, up 300% from December.
That's Lance Honig with USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service, who says the price hikes and volatility is just par for the course in the specialty crop sector.
Vegetables in particular, they're grown in very specific areas in the United States. Not like corn or soybeans where, yeah, we've got key growing areas for those crops. But even within that, you're talking a very large geographic area that they're spread across. When you get into vegetables, you know, these are much smaller geographic areas. You don't need millions and millions of acres to produce these crops. So they're much more sensitive to weather events. When you have freezing temperatures affect a key growing area in California for broccoli, that's where it's grown, and therefore that has a huge impact on supplies. Now, the good news is that these crops tend to grow repeatedly throughout the year. In these growing areas, it's not a one particular time of the year where they grow. They tend to grow year-round. You get multiple crops, so they can rebound fairly quickly as well compared to what you might see with some other crops. And that's where you see the volatility. When you have a weather problem, the prices will spike, but they're able to bounce back fairly quickly, and then prices tend to settle back in to a more normal level.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.